my guest in the studio, Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Matthew. Would like to say, you know, I'm in here again because I had dinner at the Havelock Hotel. So, yes.
Did you? Yeah, you did.
Yes, I did.
They're back open. Good on you.
Which is good. And there's people in there as well.
Excellent.
So, yes.
75% soon.
That's
good.
What they're saying. But you talk to them about that. There's only so many chairs you can put out.
Right.
So the 75% seated for a lot of venues, like pubs out there, as well, makes no difference at all.
Okay.
To their bottom line on there as well. So about 75% standing, you know, as well.
Yeah.
Then that would make a difference to them.
But you can't do that. You might get sick.
Yeah, exactly right.
So you don't want that. Hey, the census. What's going on? Has it crashed yet?
I'm gutted. I really am gutted. All the listeners out there, you've let me down. You should have waited, you know, for it. It hasn't crashed at all. So, you know, the Assistant Treasurer, Michael Sucker, is that right?
Yes,
said there was no guarantee cyber attacks wouldn't impact the census as well. Mm. You know, when I want tech advice, I always go to the Assistant Treasurer as well like that. So, you know, that they've looked and they've done all the right things, I think, this time rather than the last one. It's interested me to go along to hear the government going, it was all cyber attack last time.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Really? No?
No, I think we just got a bit overloaded on there as
really?
Well.
Yeah. Okay. But why? I mean, they've really emphasised this time, you don't have to do it on the night. You don't have to do it tonight. You can do it any time. I mean, you always could, even with the paper forms, you know, 30 years ago, you could have done it. When you got them.
When you got them, exactly right. You didn't have to, if you knew who's in the house, knock yourself out for it as well. And, you know, just you can do it on your phone if you want to as well. As on Blakey's show tonight very quickly, just saying you can do it on the phone as well. But, you know, they went to Amazon to go look and store everything on there as well, which I think was a wise idea.
Right.
So, yes.
Okay. Is it wise to give it to a third-party company?
One that's big like that, you know, they should have done it last time. Is go along and they took, I'd stand corrected. I'll put this out here right now. Instead of taking, an Australian company with very limited resources, they went to go to a big multinational company, which can handle any amount of traffic that they throw at it. And we know how big Amazon is and the amount of hits and they get. It doesn't mean any difference to them. So the Amazon Web Services, or they could have used Microsoft to go along, you know, and do it as well, just to store that information on there. So I'm sure they're all breathing a sigh of relief tonight.
So far. I mean, it's 9:35 in the eastern states, so they're probably done with it by now,
it's
you would think.
It's done now.
Yeah. Yeah,
they'd all be high-fiving each other. Other at the census as well.
All right, let's move on then. You're shattered, aren't you?
I am. It really was. I was gutted when it didn't crash.
It was going to happen one year. One time they would have got it right, and
this is it. So you know, we've moved on and we've learned. So yes, it's good.
Okay, Apple. They're introducing new child safety protections to help detect scam. CSAM. What's that?
And put that in on purpose because people are going to hear a lot about this word. So CSAM is Child Sexual Abuse Material.
Okay.
That's what it stands for.
Right.
So when iOS 15 comes out, and that's coming out in next month as well with the new iPhones, we're going to see iPad OS 15 and the new operating system on the Macs are all coming out next month. Now, companies are trying to limit the spread of, you know, and good on them for child sexual abuse material. Mm. Now, there is a place in America where if they've ever found any of this material, what they do is, Matthew, they tag that material and they give it like a barcode on there. So what happens is that if you make the picture black and white, that barcode is still in there. It's got a special embed code in there as well, which is really good. If they cut half the photo off and it's only half of it, that code is still in it. It's very, very clever how they've done this.
Yeah, right.
So what is going to happen is that if any of those photos end up so accidentally or by purpose being sent between phones, iPhones as well, the sender of that will get a message. It will be blurred out as well because it goes along and say, I'm about to send a photo of this.
Yeah.
And suddenly it triggers off that, hang on, that tag is something that shouldn't be sent on there as well. So There's going to be tools in there to warn kids and their parents if they, when they receive or send sexually explicit photos. I reckon it's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
I really do. If an explicit photo was sent, the image would be blurred. The child will be warned as well, because it turns out a lot of kids are doing this as well, which we know of.
Yeah. Sexting.
And sexting. And top of being warned about the contact, they will be presented with resources and reassurances that that it is okay not to view that photo. And it will also state if the parent's phone is linked to that account as well, they will get information that their kids are doing it as well, as long as if a parent does it, exactly the same thing. So the child can be told that, you know, to make sure they're safe, the parents will get a message as well. So it's all about these photos not getting sent. Parents will receive messages. Now, privacy advocates are up in arms about this. But, you know, I'm going to put a couple of posts up on my website to try and explain all this and put some links in for people as well so they can get a handle on this. It's not going every time, you know, if you know, I send a photo to you, it's going to use machine learning on my phone. It's not going to come along and go, hang on, Apple have got that photo, they're having a look at it, and they're saying that's not right before it comes to you. So it's using machine learning built into iOS 15 to say that is an inappropriate photo for me to send to you on there as well, and that will start the ball rolling on there. So I think it's a really, really good idea to go along and do this. And people are saying Apple are the ones that are doing this right now. Google and Facebook have actually been doing it for a while on there as well.
Okay.
So there's nobody actually looking at your photos. I want to emphasize that.
Yeah.
It's the tag that they look at. So it's that code that's embedded inside those photos that are considered wrong to send.
Okay.
I reckon it's a great idea.
I think it's a good idea. Now, will Apple then raise the age of kids on their phone from 13 to, you know, at least 16, if not 18?
Doubt it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so parents will only get the notification while the child is under 13. Well, that's stupid. They may as well. They may as well.
But if parents in that send, you know, if adults send those photos as well, and it becomes on that sort of thing, it will be reported back to the authorities.
Okay.
So they'll get a trigger that that's done.
Right.
It goes to a third party, and then suddenly that the authorities will be involved in that as well. So
Good.
It's a real. I think it's a great idea to limit that spread of child sexual abuse material.
I love it. Good on them. Well, that's a start. They need to raise the kids' age on phones as well, though, that parent control thing. What is that called? That's like
It's a family thing on there as well, which for a lot of parents out there never activate. On there as well. So, you know, if you've got kids out there and you've given them your phone, turn on all the parental controls. There are parental controls built into all of them to go along and say they can't buy this app or they can't watch these movies.
Make the kids' ages 5 years younger. That'll be the way to get around
it. Exactly right. Yeah. You know, it's you know, I saw somebody last year who's got tablets from the school. And the school was supposed to set them all up. They never changed any of the parental controls on there, so the kids could watch anything they wanted on there.
That goes back to the school generally, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's a bit slack.
Yeah.
So, yes. Especially goodness as a me. Private school too, Matthew.
Wow. That is slack. What's their IT department doing? Goodness me. That's why you pay the fees.
Exactly right.
9:15 on 5AA. If you want to join us, any questions for Richard Pascoe, census or whatever else, technology preferably related. Hey, just on the census, somebody texted earlier. Oh, here it is. We're worried about the info from the census going to government, but yet we're using phones that are monitored. Any sort of truth in that? I mean, can they know where we are with our phone number, with our IDs?
Well, they know where you are with your phone right now. That's part of it. People who turn off location services on their phone, I still don't understand why people ever do that, because they struggle to get
anything.
Uber delivered or DoorDash or whatever. And, you know, if you're going somewhere, you know, don't turn off location services. It's the world that we live in right now.
but they know where you are.
They know where you are.
Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy in the studio. Any questions for Richard? 8223 0000 is the number, of course. You can email or text as well. I saw an email today. I got an email about the NBN report, and I saw it was embargoed. I thought I'll read that later. Is it out now?
We can talk about it now. That's fine.
Okay, I didn't look at it much, but I saw it was full of facts and figures. My eyes glazed over.
Exactly right. So I picked out the eyes out of this as well. Good. So there were 930,000 new customers connected to the NBN over the last financial year. I thought it would have been more.
Yeah.
To be quite honest.
So where are the rest? Just using phones and SIM cards?
So we've got 8.2 million connected residential and business premises
to all?
The NBN.
That's not a lot.
I thought a 13% increase on the 7.3 million from last year.
There's nothing to sing about, is it?
I don't think so either. And I'll get a call because they get a transcription of this as well. It's like, so they help more than 6.1 million or 75% of Australians' homes and businesses. I don't understand some of their figures sometimes. You know, with 7.3, 75% of Australian homes.
Well, where are the other 25%?
I don't know.
Well, I'm on wireless, as I've said, so I'm not even with the NBN.
Yep.
But then there'd be others, obviously, but I don't reckon it's 25%.
No, neither do I. It's and you know, I'm, as I said, I'll get a call tomorrow because every time I mention the NBN, somebody rings me on there as well. They're saying, you know, access plans based on download speeds of 50 megabits or more, an increase of 1 million homes, and 1.3 million homes are now powered by 100 megabits. Got to say, I've seen some really good speeds out there at the moment, 400 down, 300 up.
Okay.
As well,
that's impressive.
Client a few weeks ago who called me out there because he said, I've got this, I want to show you all the speeds, closed the door, but he said my adult content that I access buffers a bit on there. So that was so as well, which, can you fix this for me, Richard? So,
you didn't touch anything in the room, did you?
No, I didn't, Matthew, as well. So, you know, they're getting there, probably less complaints about the NBN than I've ever seen before.
Yeah, right.
Because remember, we used to get full switchboards of all that sort of stuff back in the old days on it as well.
Old days weren't that long ago.
No, they weren't.
Five, six years ago
as well. But again, I think that when the Elon Musk thing starts to roll in, I think...
What would their up and down speeds be?
Well, they're talking 200 down and, you know, 50 up, which is fine for a lot of people. And as long as you can see the sky, you can go on there.
Yeah, okay.
As well. So,
and it doesn't matter if it's cloudy, clearly.
It might.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm a bit, you know... All being well, it's fine. Big storms, it might drop down a bit. But there are so many satellites launching that are going to go across the sky, you know, for it, that it just picks it up straight away. So it's going to be very, very interesting. And, you know, they put some the first reports are coming through now. If you try and download pirated content, they'll kick you off.
Really?
Yes, they monitor that content that you're doing. So, you know, and I've got to say, less pirating than I've ever seen amongst people and clients before.
Really?
Why is
that? Why are we all cheap and
because we've got Netflix. We've got Amazon.
Yeah.
Paramount Plus starts soon. We've got Stan.
Don't need to pirate.
Why do we need to pirate?
Yeah.
Because, you know, out of all of those and things like, you know, some people's got, we've got Binge from Foxtel and Foxtel. Why do you need to pirate?
So Musk is going to fill the sky. Is he literally, well, not literally, but, you know.
10,000 satellites going up there. Yeah.
This guy's going to be a supervillain if he wants to be.
He could too. We've got lasers in there, but like a James Bond.
Yeah, exactly.
James Bond thing on there as well. So it's going to be very, very interesting because that's when money that was in Australia goes offshore.
Yeah.
Straight away because you pay an American company for this.
Yeah.
It's probably only a matter of time before the ACCC goes, why is that money going offshore?
Yes. And how much is it? And let's, you know, is it fair? Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a big fan of the ACCC.
Oh, really? No, I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I am, on the whole.
Yeah, I think they go after tech companies because it's an easy grab for money.
Yeah. Yeah, although tech companies should pay their way a lot more.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you on that. But they kind of like gave up on the oil companies, didn't they? That's what
true.
I've probably never forgiven them for.
Yeah. Although I suppose. But we're paying. I was going to say the federal government gets a fair world of cash out of oil, but we're paying that. It's, you know, the levy.
Yeah.
So Yeah, okay, interesting.
I'm not
yeah.
saying all companies price fix.
No, but see, they should pay their fair share too. No
exactly
argument.
Right.
I mean, it's the same argument.
Yep. But you know, also the ACCC are going after Telstra, Optus, and a couple of the others, saying that you know the speeds that they offer clients are not the speeds that they're getting.
Mm.
And you know, I agree with that. But I think there's an onus on you also to go along and say, "Hey, I complained to the telco." Because if you complain back to a telco, they instantly fix it.
Well, people should, and the ACCC should be saying, have you spoken to your telco?
Exactly right, on their resort. Not to say we're going to take them to court because they haven't done that.
Well, maybe they haven't, though. Maybe that people have gone to the telco, and that's why they're taking
it. Yeah, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were supposed to be getting 50. 25 is all they can get.
Yeah.
Rang the telco and said, 25 is all I can get. We'll give you a credit. Not a problem at all. And they were quite happy about that.
Yep.
But, you know, before when I'd said, you know, they told me that before and I said, you rung up? No. Oh, yeah, I did. But they said they wouldn't do anything. Said, ring back again. Mm. And they did, which is good.
Okay. Question for you from Peter, who says, can you ask Richard, he was saying no need for any security software. Windows 10 would handle it. And now you're pushing Trend, apparently.
This is the reason I'm going to give you. And I always give this thing. If you follow all the rules that I say all the time, so we keep computers up to date, we make sure we don't click links and emails, you know, we don't download pirated software on there as well. Mm. If everybody in your house can follow those golden rules, Windows Defender does a great job on your computer.
Mm.
Sometimes people will go along and say, you know what, I want to really make sure that everything's safe on my computer as well. So, you know, because people will go, it's free, it can't be as good as something paid for. That's why at the moment I think we're doing Trend on Pilco's show in the afternoon as well. And Trend and Norton, probably the only two antiviruses at the moment that don't interfere with the Windows operating system.
Right.
So that's the reason why, Peter.
Okay, there we are. All right, none of that made any sense to me, but anyway.
Because you've got a Mac.
Yeah, that's right,
exactly. If you're an Apple computer, people, you don't need an antivirus on
there. That's good to know. It's time to consider not buying an iPhone. What?
There we go. So, yes, if you're in the market for the latest and greatest, now is the time that I tell people to stop.
Oh.
Right? Because we're going to see the new iPhone probably the third week in September as well. So, you know, it's not that far away now. Oh. And every time we see a new iPhone, prices alter. There are deals out there from the telcos. You know, we've got the brand new phone, which we don't know. It's going to be the iPhone 12S or the iPhone 30. We still don't know that. It'll have a better camera on there as well. Smaller notch, they're saying larger battery, which is good. Bigger and better microphones, which we love on radio, don't
we,
Matthew? Because you'll sound better when you ring in.
Exactly.
Quicker refresh rate on the screen, which means you can scroll up and down your social media feeds even quicker on there as well. May feature an anti-smudge, anti-fingerprint coating as well on there as well. So that'll be out towards the end of September on there as well, along with iOS 15. So, you know, if you need an iPhone, go and buy one. Great device. But if you want the latest,
Hang on
at the moment.
All right. Matthew's called in from Albert Park. Hi, Matthew.
Good evening, gentlemen. Richard, last time you helped me, my phone went dead after trying to answer a call.
Yes.
I tried everything you said.
Yep.
But fantastic. The iPhone told me the next day that it was airplane mode. How that got in there, I don't know. I used to have the same problem with Nokia.
Right.
Come from nowhere, and I had to go to Westlake to get it undone. Can you tell me, is it for having silence on an aeroplane while you have that?
Basically.
Go
up in the air, you can still, you know, go on go on the aeroplane's Wi-Fi, not that we can fly anymore, you know, for things like that. But that's basically what it was. Or you turn air, if you quicker charge on your phone, put it on airplane mode, and that will charge probably 30% quicker.
Is that right? I didn't know that. Okay.
You remember that 9/11, they rang from the aeroplane that crashed, that they stopped from crashing into the side they were going to. So they could ring from the airplane. Even then, they had put 9/11 put mobile phones.
Mm. Yeah, and the American planes always used to have the phones that you could swipe with the credit card in the seat in front of you as well.
So repeat that again. If you put it on airplane mode, it will charge quicker.
It charges quicker.
Oh, my God. And then another thing you told us that was really, really handy, I'll pass it off, don't overcharge your phone, because often at 70, 80%, I said, oh, I'm going out, I'll charge it to 100. I should have left it because it lasts a long time.
Yeah, 70, 80% is going to do you when you go out for the day. Yeah. No offence, yeah. Matthew, you're not me. You know, I flog my phone to death all day, but, you know, and, you know, I did a talk at the Unley Library yesterday on smartphones and tablets. Big hello to everybody down there, because we talked about this segment as well. There are people out there who go along and let their phone go down to zero, flatten, and then they start to charge it up. There's no need for you to ever do that. You shouldn't flatten your phone all the way down. The phones nowadays are very good at going, look, you know what? We're nearly up to 100%. We'll stop charging right now.
I'll tell you a mystery thing that happens once in a while in my life is sometimes it lasts longer and sometimes it doesn't on the same amount. So it could be the weather. Anyway, thank you, gentlemen.
No worries. Good on you, Matthew. Thank you. It's interesting. Why shouldn't you let it go to zero? I mean, will it damage the phone? Will it wear the battery out? Usually if mine goes under 20, I'll chuck it on.
Batteries have got a certain amount of charges in them. So okay. Let's pick a figure. Let's say 300.
Right.
Right? So, you know, and there was one woman there, she goes, every couple of days I'll let it flatten right down to zero.
Yeah.
And we looked at the battery health, and it was probably three years old, 4 years old. She was at 50% battery health.
Right.
She's starting to run out of charges on the phone.
Okay.
So, you know, you let yours go to 20%. So you've used, God, how's my maths at this time of night, 80% of a charge on there as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, mine probably goes down to 80%, but it's in my car all day long charging. Yeah. You know, for it. So my battery health is quite good. The newer phones, especially, you know, your phone as well, you could keep it on charge. It doesn't matter.
Really?
It knows not to overcharge.
Okay.
Most of the phones the last couple of years, very, very good at doing that.
Yeah, right. That's excellent to know. Google introducing a heads-up feature. What's
this
that?
This is disappointing.
Oh, yeah?
It
Why?
Ruins all my fun. So there was a thing on there called the Google Digital Wellbeing app on there as well. So you activate it. It uses the camera to tell you if you're about to walk into a wall, walk into a pole or anything like that. So it'll give you a warning on the phone as well.
Oh, that's sad.
So how about you just look up from your phone and don't
walk
do
with your phone.
No.
I love those videos of people, you know, just the shot after shot of people falling into puddles or,
very funny.
Posts. Yeah, they are funny, walking into things.
I saw somebody walk into the fountain in the mall one time.
Oh, you didn't? Really? They fall in?
Yeah. Great.
sensational. When are we likely to see Windows 11?
End of October.
Okay.
We can pretty well tie that date down now as well. And just remember that Windows 10 will be still fine on your computer until about October 2025.
Right.
On there as well. Okay. So, and it's looking like it's computers that have been made in the last 3 years will take Windows 11. It's 2 to 3 years old, you know. That'll be fine. If it's older than 3 years, you're not getting Windows 11.
All right. And finally, steer clear of tech advice from TikTok. I'd suggest steer clear from any advice on social media, frankly.
Absolute crap on there. I saw an article during the week saying some idiot on there who put up a viral video saying you could use your phone as a mouse with your computer.
Oh, really?
And said all you do is go to settings, click on mouse, shake your phone, and you can go along and do it. And all he did was, like, he's running his finger over there in the background. Somebody's got the thing on there to go along and do it. But he ended up with, I don't know, 20,000 hits on there as well.
So people are trying it at home saying, no, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Load of nonsense.
Beautiful. Richard, if people want to find you, how do they get some advice?
Head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au.